Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
We got a post show today. I don't know if we had one last week at all, did we? We were jammed last week for many reasons. Sponsorship stuff, client stuff. I was supposed to be out of town this week. I was going to go and do America's Got Talent this week. It's personal issues happened, so I'm not able to leave town. But that's why we had no post shows last week. We want to do post shows. Let me explain a little bit about the post show. We just were like, we want to do more for audience. That's the only reason we do this. But what's happened is, we get these massive podcast numbers because we do post show. And so then if we don't do as many post shows the next month and our streams don't hit what we did the month before because we voluntarily did so many more shows, we look like losers because we went down. And so we want to do them, and now we've kind of painted ourselves in a corner of having to do them at the same time. So just know when we don't have time to do them, I also hate myself. And I go to Mike and I'm like, couldn't get a post show in. Or if we have an artist that's coming up at like noon to record something and it's already noon and they're going to be here for an hour and it's one and Sore Losers are going to do their show and it's just like we can't. So that's the post show wrap. It'd also be fun if we did a post show wrap.
Ooh,
it's the post show.
Yo,
and we're here today and you know what we're doing because that's our game. So like 1992. So we're here. Thank you guys. I do want to go over some stuff. Let's do this. Ray, if you can give me like a 60 second timer, if you can find it up on your wall somewhere. Why don't we do our weekend in 60 seconds? We can go around the room and just talk about what happened. But it's 60 seconds. Unless somebody has a question about it, it's over.
Okay.
Okay? So you'll all get 60 seconds. So you can cram lots of stuff in. You can spit. But you have 60 seconds to go over the weekend. Ray, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go to Amy first. Here we go. And action.
My sister flew in on Friday, spent the night, so fun. We woke up Saturday morning and drove to Birmingham, Alabama, where we had a family reunion with our cousins. And we met at a bowling alley because our grandma managed a bowling alley. And so we all grew up going there when we were little. So we bowled and then went back to my cousin's house and had dinner and went through all my grandma's bowling patches and trophies and all kinds of things. And she collected playing cards, and some of them aren't open, and I think they might be worth a lot of money. I got a package for you too, Bobby. I forgot to bring it today, but I'll bring it tomorrow. Oh. It's pretty cool. So I don't know, just family time. That's me.
Wait, you think playing cards?
How much more time?
20 seconds.
Oh, keep wow, going, I'm keep never going. Early. Yeah, I always have lots of things to say. So then we drove back, and I was so tired on the drive home because we didn't spend the night. It was like midnight, and it was raining. And we played a 90s country song game where my sister would like hit 90s music, and we tried to sing the first chorus, verse and chorus of the song. And if we couldn't get to it, we didn't get a point. But most of them we got.
Cool. Okay, a couple things. One, is there a market for playing cards?
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever looked it up?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you looked it up and certain.
There was something my cousin looked up that was on Etsy that was worth maybe $75 or something, but I don't really know for
my
sure.
My father-in-law collects old playing cards.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is there like a vintage playing card market?
Because
Eddie, there was a Cowboys cards.
Well, I'll take it.
Unopened from probably, who knows, 80s, 70s.
That would be really cool to have.
And so, yes, the plastic is still on them, but my grandma smoked, and it's crazy. If you smell the cards, they smell like cigarette smoke. It reminded us of how they had a candy closet at their house, too, and my cousin said anytime he bites into a little Snickers bar, he can like taste cigarette smoke because that's how he grew up.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like you had a cup filling weekend.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
My cup is full.
Your sister, has she mentioned at all, does she feel like her life has changed since doing a TV show?
No, not other than just her fame. Adjusting to the cameras. She just gets very nervous around that. So, yes, she has noticed her anxiety, but she's trying to do things to minimize that.
I guess my question is, do people just go up to her like all the time, or is it like everything's just still kind of the same?
Well, we went to dinner last night to Burger Up to pick it up, and we just walked in to get our order, and we walked out, and a guy was like, hey, congrats on the show. And honestly, I was kind of like, oh, he must listen to the Bobby Bone Show or whatever. And then he was pointing to my sister. And he didn't even say anything to me. And I was like, whoa. I was like, so that is weird for her because she's like, she just kind of put her head down and she was like, okay, that's weird. But she said, oh, thank you. And then we kept walking and it was just this guy and his wife. And so they must watch HGTV. So it's going to start probably happening more, especially if season two, because HGTV's at every nail salon, all the doctor's offices, and then also in people's homes.
Hey, question. So if she's in town, you guys drive by my house and check it out?
Oh, we could. Scouting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying. Scout on location. You need to come in.
My point is that just because you have a TV show, you don't wake up and the next day you're famous.
No.
It's not 1992. That has never happened with me either, and I've been on a bunch of TV shows. It slowly starts to saturate a bit because we'll be somewhere random and someone will go, hey, you're from American Idol. And I'm like, that's what you know? But it's not – because of the environment we live in where there are so many ways for people to know, I'm not going to use the word famous, so many ways for people to know who you are. You can be a big TikTok star. You can have a show on HGTV, whatever. It's probably very different now than it was. You can have a network sitcom right now. Like a popular one that's making it right now is that show Ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
I like that one. It's like the only new one to make it in a long time. But again, if any of those people walked in here right now, I wouldn't know who it was. Mm-hmm. So now we are just we only think people are famous for things that we like, because what's the only thing is that we're following and watching. So whomever said that to your sister must be someone who's very much into just HGTV specifically. So anyway, it's an interesting fame's really weird and interesting. And people sometimes would be to me like, oh, what's it like being famous? I'm like, there's no difference. If anything, the thing is, this radio show is so much bigger than anything else I've ever done, even on television. So it's just a weird thing where I'll be doing interviews like, man, what's it like to have a show, Snake in the Grass, be like the number one? And I'm like, same as it was the day before. I mean, nobody is like, America watched, all America watched Snake in the Grass. So it's this weird thing. Fame's a weird thing. I don't even think it exists anymore unless you're like the top 2%. Otherwise, you're just known by people
who like the
area that you're already in.
Right. It's so smart.
That's what I was asking about your sister.
You know, one thing she is having to deal with that she's just not loving, obviously, is the criticism, because people are so mean anytime you're on a platform. And she started getting these mean messages, I guess, about her hair. And people I guess, don't like the way she wears her hair or how she doesn't, I don't know. But she started to get rude messages, and I was telling her about this Reddit thread one time. She goes, oh, people post things on Reddit? So she just, I don't even know why she did this to herself, but she just typed in building roots Christie's hair.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Look up yourself.
There was a Reddit thread about it. And she couldn't believe it.
I don't even want to promote that.
Oh, well, don't, I mean, no. She just, well.
Does she have a stylist?
He just yelled, I'm going to look it up. So I don't even want people to even search for it.
Oh,
so,
okay. Don't search for it, but just be nice.
But she can like her own hair. And even if she has a stylist, I don't know if she has a stylist or not.
No, it's just, she's like, this is just my hair. Like, she's lost a lot of hair, so she's trying to style it a certain way, and they just think it looks like a bird's nest.
Why do people feel like they need to say things about stuff?
Because they feel like people that, where there's a barrier of, I'm watching through my phone, or I'm watching you on my TV, or I'm listening to you on a podcast or the radio, they feel like that barrier makes the person behind it not a real person that's affected by those things.
Yeah, and you right. can think that. You can be like, oh, man, I don't like that hair. But why, like, go and say
it? You say it about my clothes every day, dude.
But right. There's no barrier. He can touch it.
Right here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Here are the five most famous people in America. Barack Obama, Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, Tom Hanks, Britney Spears. That's
wow,
fame.
Wow. Yeah. That is fame.
Number six, Beyonce. Number seven, George Clooney. Like, that's fame. Eight, Ellen. Nine, Kardashian. 10, Trump. That's fame.
No yeah. Taylor?
She's probably on here somewhere, unless I already said her.
Unless I missed
her. But yeah, because fame is so, we'll just use the word diversify, because you can go to all these different places and you can put all you can invest in all these places to watch and get your content. Because it's everywhere and all the time, there really is no such thing.
I was thinking if my parents know who they are, they're really, really, really famous.
Taylor at 25. If old people know them,
they're
famous. They're
really, really famous.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lunchbox, 60 seconds from your weekend. Ready, begin.
Oh, weekend is all about the kids, man. The kids, we went to the zoo, made them walk all around the zoo, look at animals. Yay, all right. Then we went to a splash pad, went to dinner Friday night. Saturday, we had a, what do you call it, a play date, I guess, where you meet up with some kids from the class. So there's two brothers, one older, one younger. They're both in my kids' classes. So we met up with them, met their parents for the first time, hung out for like 2 hours at the park, went and got ice cream. And then Sunday night, I took myself and my two older boys, we went to the Nashville soccer game, and the kids were so tired, but we had tickets, and I was like, we're going, and they were laying on my lap, and I was like, come on, guys, the game's on. So we had to leave early because they were exhausted, got them in bed by 10 p.m., and it was an awesome weekend.
Keep going.
Yeah, and then also I made plans to fantasy football. I started researching, like, who am I going to draft, what am I going to do, and getting ready for football season. That's it. I don't need to do anything else.
Pretty good.
All right. What pick do you have? Do you know yet?
No. Well, it's auction draft.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
Those
so I got to decide, and I got to decide on my two keepers.
Those are fun. Eddie, you ready for yours?
Oh, wow, man. It's a blur, but I'm going to try my best.
Go ahead.
All right, let's start on Friday. Friday, I took my 3-year-old to go fishing. We caught a bunch of fish. It was awesome. We came home, and then Friday's always pizza night. We got pizza, and then they were going to do movies, but I decided to opt out of the movies. I played video games while the kids watched movies.
Boom, respect.
Because it's always the same movies. I'm like, I'm not watching.
What movie?
That, I don't know, Inside Out or something. I'm like, I've watched all the Disney. Hey, Bones, you can't wrap me up. It's 60 seconds.
I'm saying keep going. Keep going because he's trying to go, what movie?
Okay, Saturday, we woke up, we hung out. I looked at the grass and the lawn. The fertilizer hasn't kicked in yet. The grass really isn't growing. Played more video games, took the kids to a trampoline park. On Sunday, went to church. Oh, the Cowboys played on Saturday, a preseason game. Man, they played. They looked really, really good. I was really happy with how they played. And then Sunday, yeah, church. And then, baseball practice. My kids started baseball practice. The team looks really, really good. They tried him out as pitcher. I don't think he's going to be a pitcher. I don't think he has the strength in his arm to be a pitcher. But
I was telling you not to get distracted by him. Like, keep going.
Yeah, but you're
This is a wheel. It's like, go. That's what that means.
I was like, you're wrapping me on a time segment.
No, go. He's like, what movie? Who directed it?
I was just interested to see what movie he's watching.
Yeah, Inside Out, maybe, I think. I don't know.
I like that one.
It's a good movie, but I've seen it like 10 times.
You know which one we're stuck on is Bolt.
All right, anyway, hey, nobody asked. It's not part of the 60 seconds. Here we go. Let me do my 60 and we'll get out of here. We went with some friends and we shot. We did clay pigeon shooting. Boom, boom. That was good. We did, what other stuff? We wake surfed. which is good. So we had a pretty active weekend. We went to a place called Southeastern Salvage, Caitlin and I did, where we go and it's, I guess it's all the stuff that stores couldn't sell, but it's got a lot of like peculiar items, art, big chairs.
Hey, wrap it up.
We looked. I know I was moving
Let's
you
go.
On.
Let's go.
See, now you've distracted me.
And who were the friends?
Wait, yeah. Hold on. We're not jumping in the middle of my situation here.
Southeastern
I worked
Salvage?
At the Opry. Nope. Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. I didn't interrupt any of
now
you guys.
Now you know what I'm
no,
talking about.
No, I was telling you, don't let him distract you. And then you distracted me. I worked at the Opry on Saturday night.
Who played?
Carrie and Trace. And they were both, I hung out with both of them. Pretty good.
Dang, Carrie was there on a Saturday?
Hey, let him talk.
That's legit.
You guys like cut half my situation off.
I know.
Amy, your thing was what?
Oh, I'm already looking at it.
South, yes.
Southeastern Salvage.
It's yeah. We're looking for planters out in front of our yard.
Planters?
Planters.
Planters.
Yeah.
Out in the yard. So we're trying to find some big ones.
Ooh.
We didn't find any there, but I found a chair that looks like a car.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Can you see this?
Yeah.
And I was like, we got to get that chair. We didn't get the chair.
So like you sit on the hood.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we didn't get the chair. But I was like, we got to get that. It looks awesome.
It didn't get approved?
Well, she was like, what room would that go in? I was like, I don't care.
You're like the living room.
I was like, every room. Let's get one for every room. So we did that. What was your question, Lunchbox? Who played? I answered that one.
Yeah, but I carry on a Saturday. That's huge.
She did two shows.
That's legit.
She did the 7 show and the 9 show. Dang. I tell you about Carrie and the Opry. Once you become a big, big star, it's harder to get folks to play the Opry because they're often playing a lot. But the rule is if you are a member, you should play 10 shows a year. You know who plays all 10 of their shows and really dedicate is Carrie.
Really?
She makes it a priority, and it's really awesome to see.
So there are some members that don't play the 10?
Yes,
Eddie. I'm just going to say there are some. It's harder to get some of the massive star members to play.
Gotcha.
What has been asked of them.
Like who?
I don't want to speak for the Opry. I'm not doing that. But from what I gather, it's harder to get some folks to play their end of the bargain from when they become an Opry member. And sometimes when you become an Opry member, you're not as famous.
And then there are all the older people that like, they probably have to tell them, like, hey, man, all right, enough. Come.
You were on 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, there's some.
I don't know that that's the case. But okay. And then, Ray, what was your question?
Who were your friends that you hung out with?
I think you know the answer to that because it was on my Instagram. But we went with Jake, Owen, and his wife, Erica. And we spent a few days together doing stuff like wake surfing. I don't know how to wake surf. Never wake surfed.
You did it, though.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, I did. Felt pretty good about it. We got up. I got up pretty quick. And I never wake surfed. I never understood how you could let go of the rope. But then I would see Jake, like, it's on my Instagram. He's so good.
Yeah.
And he's like surfing, like
he does tricks and
ripping
stuff.
It up. And so then I started to go without the rope and did that a little bit. And, you know, he taught all of us kind of how to do it. And then we shot clay pigeons and I can't see. I'm not, anything visual is tough for me. I did okay. Yeah. Sometimes I hit them. Sometimes I wouldn't. But Kaylin and Jake were dead eyes. Kaylin, she just takes a shotgun. I posted one over the weekend, a video of her shooting these clay pigeons on the rabbit course where they would shoot it. Because they have some of it flying in the air too that I'll post. Mm-hmm. But the rabbit course was hard because it'd go on the ground, hit a ramp, and you don't know where it would go.
That's cool.
Zoom. And she was just like, boom, boom, just nailing them. So, yeah, it was a pretty good, pretty active weekend.
What did Trace Atkins say? You talked to him?
Yeah, he made fun of my shoes.
Nice.
First of all, I went out.
What kind of shoes were you wearing?
They were nice. They were like loafer type shoes. Yeah. No. Well, what happened was I went out and I was doing a thing with them and we're doing it together in the middle of the Opry. And then I walk off and he's like, man, that's gotta be tough for Bobby to have to kill like 3 minutes during a commercial break. And he was like, it's gotta be a tough job to do. He goes, man, he said, especially tough if you're not even that funny. And the, you know, crowd laughed. And so Trace bust my balls a little bit. I did a little thing with him. He came off and he was just going hard. He was like, what kind of shoes are they? Like, not even on a mic.
He kept going.
He just kept going. So, yeah, Trace is awesome. And then talked to Carrie a little bit after the show, but she was staying around for 2 shows, which makes a long night, I tell you. But, yeah, that was my weekend. This is a pretty good one. Okay, cool. Everybody good on that?
Yeah.
Weekend's all caught up. A Texas woman was poisoned by a napkin after a restaurant at a birthday dinner. Did you guys see this story by any chance?
No.
Something about it was in her car door, and I don't know if she grabbed it, and she said she was poisoned is what I remember from the story.
A woman in Houston says she was sent to the hospital after touching a napkin on her car door that was apparently poisoned. Do you remember the stories that we talked about this where it's like, don't grab a penny?
Yes.
Yeah, the dollar.
Yeah, because that one lady at McDonald's picked up a dollar, and she
$1. That's the one. Yeah. Erin Mims was at a Houston restaurant celebrating her birthday on Tuesday when the couple went back to get in their car. A napkin was on the door. It's from Fox 26. She threw the napkin away, didn't think much of it. She just threw it out. Quote, I opened the door with the tips of my fingertips. I asked my husband, did you put a napkin in the door? He said no. The woman went back into the restaurant, washed her hands, got back into the car, and then her finger started to tingle. Then her symptoms got worse. Maybe 5 minutes, my whole arm started tingling and feeling numb. What? I couldn't breathe. I got hot flashes. My chest was hurting. My heart was beating fast. She got to the hospital. Doctors, urine samples, blood tests, CAT scan, vitals, all over the place. The doctor came in and said that it wasn't enough in her system to determine what it was, but it was an acute poisoning from an unknown substance. The doctor said the incident sounded like a failed kidnapping attempt where you get poisoned, it shuts you down, and then they follow you, and then they got you.
Wow.
Dang.
That's crazy. The dollar bill is crazy. This money, I don't touch anything anymore. I just keep my hands on my back everywhere I go.
I remember this story.
We went to Mexico one time for spring break. And I swear, like, my friends didn't believe me at all. But when you pay to go in, they do a little stamp, you know, to like, all right, you're good. And as soon as they did the stamp, my whole hand went numb. And I'm like, guys, they did something to me. They did something. My friends were like, whatever. The whole night, dude, I felt like I'd gotten super, super drunk. And like, I hadn't even started drinking yet. And no one believed me. And I had to sit down the entire night. And I still think they were trying to kidnap me.
Maybe. Especially because you're in Mexico.
Huh.
I think, though, too, what it feels a bit like is when someone roofies someone's drink, right? Like, not in the kidnapping part, but they put something in it and they stay near you. And then when you go down, they're there.
And they take you.
Do
whatever they want with
you. Right. So it's a similar situation where they try to weaken you so then they can take you over.
Yeah.
For whatever their goal is.
It's crazy.
What is?
The putting something in someone's drink and sitting there and waiting for them to, like, I mean, that's just.
Yeah, it's evil.
How mad does this make you, Lunchbox? Shaq loves to give random people random gifts and not even have people record it.
Okay, doubt it. He does not.
But you don't know
they're
that
always
recorded.
It's not recorded. How come it makes the news every time?
Because it doesn't recorded. Make the news every time. It makes the news the times it makes
Why?
It.
Why? Is he saying he doesn't like it when
Shaquille
people
Shaquille O'Neal said in a new interview with People that he loves to randomly give people gifts. He says, quote, my favorite thing is when I'm at Best Buy, Walmart. If I see a kid, I just get him something he's looking at. Yesterday, I saw a couple kids. I bought a couple bikes. Couple more scooters for a couple more kids. Of course, he makes them ask their parents first because, quote, you don't want to get kids used to having a stranger come up and go, hey, I got a whole lot of money. Can I buy you something?
Yeah.
He adds, I try to make every day a meaningful moment for a fan, especially a kid. Shaq never records his own good deeds, but sometimes other people do, like the time he saw a homeless woman in front of a restaurant and gave her a plate of food. The video went viral, which allowed the woman's family to find her.
Yeah, how come when I give someone a plate of food, it doesn't go viral?
But you're not Shaq. People automatically see Shaq, go, he's super famous. And you see him because he's so big. Yeah. Like, it's like, wow, that dude's huge. Oh, my God, that's Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
I've never seen him at Best Buy.
Me either, but I would. I just start looking at something and hope he walked by me.
The most expensive thing.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
A TV.
Yeah, I won't stop looking.
Nice.
Shaq's in the building. Don't stop looking. A man in Maryland assaulted a Papa John's worker with a metal pizza paddle. Those pizza paddles are a real deal.
Those are kind of cool looking.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are a real deal. Because he didn't get garlic sauce and pepperoncinis.
I don't like pepperoncinis.
You do or don't?
No, I don't.
I love them and
you
I hate
do?
Peppers. It's a weird thing.
Are they hot? I've never tried
no,
it.
No, not really. I hate peppers. I don't want a pepper on anything ever. I hate green peppers, red peppers, bell peppers.
What about banana pepper?
Same thing as pepperoncini, basically. They're almost exactly the same. They're not, but they're almost, and so I do like banana peppers.
Banana peppers are good.
Yeah. So I hate any sort of pepper except for pepperoncini or banana peppers, which is weird. I also hate peanut butter. Love peanuts.
Do you like pepper? Pepper sprinkled
like black
on your
pepper.
Food?
Take it or leave it. Yeah. Take it or leave it, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, it's not all that important.
But I was talking about peanut butter with my wife, who hates peanut butter too. Love peanuts, hate peanut butter. Love almond butter, hate peanut butter.
So weird.
Can eat a Reese's peanut butter cup because that's so
it's
like
more chocolate than
like
peanut butter.
Powdered sugar.
Yeah. But hate peanut butter.
Weird.
But peanut butter, oh,
you
the
think you'll
smell of
ever
it?
Get
no,
over that?
I hate the smell of it. Huh. I guess if I get pregnant and my senses, that stuff changes.
Yeah, there is the always.
Yeah,
that.
Those weird cravings.
Yes, maybe then, but otherwise, no way. A Maryland man assaulted a Papa John's worker with a metal pizza paddle in an attack that ended with the employee stabbing the customer in the stomach with a pizza spear.
Damn!
Boom! Let's
they
go.
They have all those kinds of weapons in there?
Apparently, it is like you walk in and it's American Gladiators.
A pizza
That's crazy.
Spear.
Investigators say that after purchasing a pizza Wednesday evening, Herbert Harris, 40, returned to Papa John's to complain that garlic sauce and pepperoncinis were not included with the pizza. I wouldn't have gone back.
No.
I'd have been so lazy. I'd have been like, dang, I ordered that. And I didn't check while I was there, and I'd have put that on myself.
Well, I do love the garlic sauce.
Me too, but you should check while you're there.
But it should always be in there.
Yeah, if you're going there for that.
I agree, but you should check. You should check, though.
And the peppuccine things are right next to the garlic sauce in the box.
I agree, and they have one big one. Yeah. I like 10. So Harris says the cops, Harris cops say, argued about the missing Italian peppers and the garlic sauce. Harris went behind the counter and began chasing the guy around the store. Found the pizza powder, whacked him with it. This feels like it needs that music. Unable to escape the physical assault and fear for his safety, Klein grabbed a pizza spear to defend himself from the attack and stabbed him.
Yes, Google
I'm looking up pizza spear.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I'm picturing the thing, you know, like Caesar's.
A harpoon.
Oh, pizza.
You know what? You cut it?
You take it from the Noid's. You take it from the Noid's hand.
The Noid, that's what it is.
The big display of the Noid with a spear. When cops arrived, one of them was holding a T-shirt to a stab wound. He was transferred to the hospital. La, la, la. It's from thesmokinggun.com.
Wow.
A pizza spear. What's the need of a pizza spear?
It's you can grab the pizza out of the oven if it's not on something. I guess it looks like a little pincher is from the images that I've Googled.
You know what's up today?
What's that?
The last episode of Only Murders in the Building.
Ooh, exciting. Well, I won't watch that till tomorrow, though. Got Snake in the Grass tonight.
You can watch it today when you get home.
Yeah.
But you could definitely watch it before Snake in the Grass.
Yeah, because it's later.
But hey, stay awake and watch, guys. Don't be
for
sissy.
Real.
Snake in the Grass. I got toothpicks in my eyeballs trying to keep those eyelids open.
Oh, I got
it. It comes on so late.
I got a question for you.
But please watch it, yes.
Are you, when you were shooting the episodes, and you said that you don't know who the snake is while you're shooting, but while you're shooting the episode, are you watching all the clues to kind of figure it out yourself?
I'm playing the game. Sometimes I figure it out.
Because the boys love it. My boys love it when they zoom into your face and you go,
and those are all, that's real all big? Real. Sometimes they flip it at the end, and I'm like, oh, my God, I missed it completely. Some of them I'm not near as shocked by because it's like, duh.
Yeah.
But there are some of them where I'm like, oh, my God. So.
Okay. I always wondered that.
There were one or two times that I saw the snake doing something snaky, and I was like, okay, I just saw them doing it. That's the snake. Like, I literally saw it when no one else was around.
Mm. Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about. The trail?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's cool. Because, that was a very interesting part.
Mm-hmm. We'll just keep it there.
You leave it there.
Yeah. So, anyway, but that's a good question. Let's see.
Sneaky.
That's tonight, by the way, Monday night. Please watch Snake in the Grass. Okay. I'm trying to get Caitlin to watch Untold, the Girlfriend That Didn't Exist, the Manta Teo story.
Oh, dude, I heard it's really good.
She would love it.
Well, this is what happened. She goes, I've seen every catfish show. Like, I'm done watching catfish shows. But I really want to watch it. And I'm like, but I know him. And she's like, okay, well, if you know him, then we'll watch
it. Wait, how do you know him?
Well, that's what she asked. And I didn't come have a lie quick enough. And I was like, okay, I don't know him. I just knew of him, and I remember in the draft. And she goes, okay. And so I'm going to watch this myself.
It's
I think
so
she's
good.
Just tired of catfish shows.
I'm going to say that this is different.
Okay.
Because I've seen a lot of catfish shows.
But you're a sports guy. You like sports. But Amy, you watched it.
Yes.
And you're not so sporty, but you still liked it?
Not sporty at all. I do remember the story, obviously, because it was so outside of sports. I remember us talking about it on the show. And this is catfishing before we knew catfishing.
Yeah. Well, so, it didn't have the name of catfishing.
Right. Like, no one knew what that was at the time. And honestly, there's just so many details.
Don't spoil anything because
Gonna spoil a thing. Trust me. I want you to watch it. But I just didn't know a lot of these details, so I think it's worth watching. And it ends up being like there's life lessons that are intertwined in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy. I remembered it wrong. Either I never knew the update or the facts. Because there was a version of the story that was out there publicly that you thought was the truth. And then if someone were to have asked me about it today, that's the version I probably would have stuck with. And that is so unfair because it's not true.
Yeah, I don't even know the version I used to know.
Yeah.
I just know he got catfished, played at Notre Dame, was awesome, didn't have a huge NFL career.
He dropped in the draft, cost him millions of dollars.
By the way, Only Murders tomorrow. I guess it comes out tonight at midnight.
Oh, well, that's perfect then.
Yeah, so you can watch it tomorrow.
Is there? I started it finally. I'm on season one.
Only Murders?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil anything.
Yeah. Okay.
You think it's funny?
What's your question?
Oh, it's pretty good. Like, is it gonna keep going? Like,
There are more episodes. I don't understand your question.
So he just watched the first one, so he's wondering, is there more?
No, I'm like in the middle of season one.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, season like, one guys, has an ending.
There's nothing that makes you LOL.
But it's enjoyable. Yes, like, it's cool like little
dopey, wholesome, funny. Yeah. Except every once in a while they say an F word, and it's like, man, if you just cut the F words, 10-year-olds would like it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think Steve Martin and Martin Short are both super funny.
Martin Short makes me LOL. He doesn't make you LOL?
He does.
Like, there are moments.
No, not LOL, but I'm just like, that guy's funny.
So funny.
We recorded a thing with Kathy Lee Gifford that's going to air either this week or next week or whatever. And so she was telling a story about Martin Short. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye.
I know.
And it's not about Martin Short. It's about her and what she did that was so wrong.
I thought about that. Like,
I couldn't stop thinking about it.
A friend that I follow on Instagram just posted that she read Martin Short's book, I Must Say. And she said that she's late to it because he wrote it in 2014. But she said it was amazing and entertaining and funny and touching. She couldn't recommend it more. So that seems like a book you would love, Bobby.
I'm booked out right now.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm taking a break from reading.
Well, maybe
anything. I'm not reading the internet.
Hey, that's smart.
I'm taking a break too.
What about your phone?
I just have been reading, and I'm just tired. And the new Madden came out, and I have to.
Decide what?
Read or Madden?
Oh, Madden. Take a break from the books.
And so in our league, which we could take new league players at this point because we just started a whole new franchise.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
I can't do it.
We just started a whole new franchise. So we just started our first season, and anybody can come in. We pay $20 a season. You play the whole thing, and whoever wins gets all the money, right? And so we have only 4 people in our league, and you play the whole season against computer, each other when that comes up. Our basketball league, we have 6 people, but that game sucks right now.
The actual video game is not.
Yeah,
supporting
like the
it.
Server is messed up or something. And so we would like more people in our league, but you got to be able to play. Because where I do a lot of my playing is at 1 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep.
Yeah.
So I get in most of my games. I don't play that much in the daytime anymore. I don't have time. But when I can't sleep and I have, what do you call it when you can't sleep?
Insomnia.
Yeah. When I got my those nights, I just get up and play my games. So, Ray, you don't play Madden at all, huh?
I mean, I do, but I've taken some time off, so I wouldn't be up to snuff with you guys.
My team is the Cowboys.
Why did you do that?
Because you build a franchise and you draft players and it's contracts.
But you don't like the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's true.
So why
did you pick them? I think based on who's on their roster now and their contract situation and their cap space.
Hey, so you're saying just like as a team, who they have on their roster in real life, not the video game.
Well, I also
knew they're pretty darn good, don't you?
I also knew I could trade Zeke pretty quick because I have Pollard.
Well, you can get rid of Zeke.
And so I did some stuff.
That's so funny.
Okay. Which, by the way,
I got a question. When you're playing that video game, you say you trade. Can you trade with the computer
or other players?
Like, so you can hit
computer,
up.
But the computer, it's harder to trade with the computer. Their standard's a little higher.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
The AI in the game has gotten better by far.
Okay.
So, which, by the way, 25 Whistles is up. If you're into fantasy football, we have one of the best fantasy football guys in the country on with us, and Dan Orlovsky from ESPN. And I talk about massages. And how I got a massage, and it was weird. So you can go search for 25 Whistles, episode 2, because we're doing 25, and then we're quitting. We're retiring. Let's see. Is there anything else I want to do here? You want to try the... So Lunchbox went to the library to see if they had Stanley the dog's first day at school. Is this going to be embarrassing when they don't have it and have never heard of it?
Man, you'll be shocked what I found out at the library.
Is that a tease?
That's a tease.
Good tease. All right,
find out if we come back.
We'll find out in 5 seconds. 2, 3,
okay.
4,
okay, 5.
All right, we're back with the bit here. So what did you decide to do, Lunchbox?
Well, I saw a public library, and I was like, man, I haven't been to a public library in a long time. So I went inside, and I was like, let me go up and just try to check out Stanley the dog first day at school.
Okay, here's a clip.
Excuse me, can you look up a book for us?
Yes.
Yes, it's called Stanley the Dog, His First Day at School.
It looks like all of our copies are checked out.
So it is in the library?
Yes, we have 5 copies, but they're all checked out, so you'd really have to put a hold on it.
Wow, okay. Well, that's cool. I hope Stanley has a good day at first at school, and I'll come back when it's not checked out. All copies checked out.
New books can be hard to get your hands on. You really should try putting a hold on it.
That's okay. I mean, they won't know. Thank you.
Kids,
Yeah.
Yeah, kids.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
I thought you were going to say it wasn't there and make fun of me.
No, I was. That was the whole.
That was the idea behind it.
That was my angle. And then I was shocked when she said she had five copies. I'm like, how does a brand new book get in the library? I thought it had to be like an antique.
Mm. And what's taking them so long? Can't they read the book in like 5 minutes? And
then you can check it out.
But she told me you get it for 3 weeks. So it could be 3 weeks that I'd have to wait.
Oh, man.
And so. But kids like to read these books over and over again.
They like over to read over and over and over and over.
When I wrote this, it was two parted, right? One, to make people feel like if people don't say you're cool right now, they just don't know why you really are cool right now. Like, I wanted it to be like an inclusive book where everybody could read it and kind of see themselves. And that's why I picked the dog, honestly, because a dog doesn't have a race. I don't want to make a bunch of white kids. I don't want to make me as the kid going to school because I don't want anybody to read it that's like, well, that's not really me because I'm a girl or I'm not white.
Yeah.
And so that's why I used Stanley in animals because I felt like it was pretty universal. And so, and again, any the money we make off the book in the first year, we're donating to an animal shelter, a place that helps dogs get adopted. But the first day of school is happening right now. And so many people are buying it and it's very literal first day of school and they're reading it to their kids in the first day of school. I wish I would have said I'm – plan to put it out at that point because of that. No.
It's pretty smart.
No, it wasn't. This was the time in my schedule that I could promote it, so we decided to put it out at this point. And it just so happened that it was the first day of school, and a lot of parents, I get a lot of messages of people tagging me going, kids reading it first day of school, first grader, kindergarten, or second grader. Usually about third grade, it starts to tap out a little bit.
No seniors?
I don't see that, no. Oh. But the places you'll go, Dr. Seuss still holds up in 12th grade.
Really?
Yeah, That's a deep one.
It's a good one.
You ever read that one, Eddie?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I had it given to me when I graduated college, I think. And I was just like, okay, Dr. Seuss book. By the end of it, I'm like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's
really How long is it?
Not long.
For like you're a probably regular, about 2 weeks.
It's like a standard Dr. Seuss book.
How long did it take you to read that book?
Green Eggs and Ham?
No. The one that Michael B. Jordan was in. Jordan.
What's it called?
Just Mercy.
Just Mercy. That one took me about a month.
That's good. Listen, that's pretty good, honestly.
I thought so.
I guess it was because you said you hadn't read a book in 10 years or something like that.
That's true. That's probably the third book I've read in my entire life. Question. Mm-hmm. Stanley, is he getting some pay on the book? Like, does he get extra, like, better food?
Like his inheritance.
Here's the thing about Stanley. He doesn't even know what a book is.
Right. But he is on the book.
Nor does he know how the capitalist market works.
Yeah, but that's not his fault.
Nor does he know... how to read.
Right.
Like, is he getting Jordans on his feet?
Like, yeah.
Does
he get a new bed?
He already gets treated like King Dingling at the house. Him and Nell are both. They're all good. I assure you that. All right. I think that's it. One more. What's the worst ride you've ever been on? This was sent by Eddie.
Oh.
There's a giant slide at Belle Isle Park.
Have you guys seen this?
No, is there an audio clip to this? So to explain what I'm going to see here.
This slide is crazy. It's like, those roofs, tin roofs that have ridges on them. You know, some houses have those or whatever. It's made out of those tin.
Oh, those are so, you fly down
it. But it has bumps. Mm-hmm. It has like 10 bumps and people are going down this thing and they oil it. And they fly and they jump and they land, they flip, they hit their head. And on TikTok. There's just a bunch of people at the end of the slide taking video, and everyone that comes down, they're like, oh, my head, like, oh, half of them are crying. It's not good. So they have to shut the ride down almost like four times a day.
So people continue to get hurt. Will you play that one more time, Mike, on the screen? Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
And they're inside of – oh, my God. They're inside of a bag.
Yeah.
Like
when you do the hop. Yeah.
Dude, but they and all like get landing hurt.
On that sucks. Is there a sign that goes up and goes, hey, you're on your own, bro?
I don't know. And I think you have to pay to go down the slide. I would never pay to do that.
The giant slide was open for only 4 hours before workers shut it down to make adjustments. Yeah, that looks freaking miserable.
I can't believe it.
Ray, will you hit the clip?
Not the reopening Belle Isle officials had hoped for at the park's very big slide.
It's the viral video that everyone is talking about.
I feel like they're gonna get hurt.
The giant slide on Belle Isle now reopen, and not as fast as it was on Friday when it made its annual debut.
When I was a kid, we had a different material that we slid on, and it was more smoother. You didn't have all the hype.
That thing hurts.
Oh, yeah. I cannot feel good.
Did you ever see people that do this? Do you ever see people that that chase the cheese down the hill?
Oh, I want to do that. That looks fun. So awesome.
That's what that looks like. Just our version of
and
it.
And they all just fall.
And they like tumble over, and it's like a race down the hill as they roll the cheese.
The cheese is hilarious.
I mean, I don't know if people don't die. I don't know if people don't die doing that.
And all you do is get the cheese if you win, right? If you catch the cheese. Like, that's it?
It's not even about catch. You get the cheese if you win. You don't try to catch the cheese.
Yeah, I know, but if you win.
You get the cheese, and that's the trophy. It's like a thing they've been doing for 100 years.
Oh, they break necks.
Is it in Ireland?
I don't know, but it is the best thing.
It's crazy. I've seen it.
Cooper Hill cheese rolling in wake. It's near Gloucester, England. Yeah, I don't know.
Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the best. I mean, those. Oh.
You ever been on a ride that hurts really bad, though?
Yeah, well,
back when you were a kid,
the worst one, and this had nothing to do with me. I had taken he's 14 now, but I took my 14-year-old son, and I think he was probably 8, and he was barely tall enough to get on this Batman ride at Astroworld, Six Flags Houston, and man, he was right next to me, and the whole time I kept thinking like he's too small, he's gonna slip out, because it was one of those, you know, where the belt just goes over your chest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's gonna slip out. And so the entire ride, I'm thinking, like, I can't enjoy this. I'm worried my 8-year-old son's gonna fall out of this ride.
But he didn't.
Thank goodness.
He's rocking.
I think I would tell you that.
I hated that ride where they would put you in this ball.
Oh, it's a gravitron.
And you're exposed. You're not inside of a whole ball, but there's a couple metal things going around you, and they stretch you down. And they just shoot you up in the air.
Oh, so fun.
Oh, I get so slingshot. Sick of that.
That's a good one.
Slingshot, isn't it front to back slingshot?
I don't know.
But that one's called slingshot. You bounce up and then you
just. Oh, crazy,
God.
Dude.
That sounds awful.
It's awful. I would get so motion sick. It'd be like, all right, I'll do it. Don't go. I'm going to puke. It's just up and down. It never stops. That's brutal. A gym is offering free hypnosis to trick people into enjoying exercise. A chain of gyms called Blink Fitness is offering free hypnosis sessions that are supposed to trick people. Some people enjoy working out. I don't. Others feel like it's torture. That's me. The chain is called, again, Blink, owned by Equinox. They're trying to attract new members by saying, hey, we will hypnotize you in something called gymnosis.
Huh.
You know where I think I want to go? Have I told you guys about the stretching classes that are near my house?
Yeah.
I keep saying it, but I never do it.
Stretch
zone.
They have both.
I think it's what I'm going to do. I keep saying that, but I haven't done it yet. But one day I'm going to do it, and then I'm probably going to be I'm probably going to have to go every day for a while.
Yeah.
And then I get over it and bored and go to something else. But I'm so not flexible, never been able to touch my toes in my whole life. A man dies eating an oyster.
Oh, man.
A man in Florida died from a bacterial infection after eating a bad oyster at the Rustic Inn Crab House in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
They warn you about that.
But it's always like a little star and fine print at the very bottom of the menu.
I know.
Yeah. It doesn't say you might die.
Oh, it says you can
eating under consumed
or
under raw.
Whatever.
Could be bad for your health.
This is why.
He had that one in a billion that was bad. Quote, I feel horrible. The restaurant's kitchen has since been inspected by the Florida Health Department and passed. It's the second person to die in Florida from raw oysters this month. It's not even a story of a guy like eating so many he died. And it was totally random, and he wasn't doing anything crazy.
Okay, we're done.
Yep, no more.
That's from the South Florida Sentinel.
I mean, oysters are gross anyway, right?
No, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They just take like slimy boogers.
I like an oyster if I have some sauce or some what's the hot
Tabasco?
No, Louisiana,
Cholula.
No. It's like a. It's not the sauce, but it's like a hot
picante
horseradish.
That's it. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah.
I couldn't even say a word because you guys.
No, not me. Yeah. This guy.
I was trying to name sauces.
Picante.
I like
with oysters.
Get it right.
Queso.
Face.
Study shows wind has caused lots of bounce house related deaths and injuries.
Mm. Yeah, those videos are bad to watch.
They are bad to watch. Bounce houses are susceptible to wind because even though they're large, they're inflated by air. And this is from the Today Show, and mostly. It's when parents rent one of these.
Yeah.
Because if it's at a place where they have them, they know to tie them down or they're inside. Mm-hmm. But it's parents renting one. 28 deaths since 2000, over 500 related major injuries, and it's the wind coming and blowing them up.
We rented one last week. We had a block party, and there was only one injury, and that was my 3-year-old. He didn't get hurt. He hurt someone else.
But was it the wind that blew it? Oh,
no.
Humans colliding?
It was like a water bouncy house since it was a slide. And I guess there was a 12-year-old kid, and he slid down and hit my 3-year-old's head with his tooth, And it's crazy. The 12-year-old was crying the whole time, and my kid was like, blood everywhere. Like, oh,
that's showbiz, baby.
That's how it goes.
All right, we're done. Thank you, guys. A little post-show action. Ray, how long was this one?
45, I want to say.
We're giving the people what they want.
43.
Dang it.
All right, that's it. Thank you. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.